Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Early childhood literacy is crucial for helping students succeed in school and in life. But for students who are refugees, starting a new life in a different country, it can be much harder to integrate into school and access a quality education. The Sacramento region has long been a major destination for refugees, especially in recent years from Afghanistan. Our region is home to one of the largest Afghan refugee populations in the country. Now, a new partnership aims to help Afghan students in the Washington Unified School District in West Sacramento boost their literacy and education by providing them with bilingual English Farsi books. Joining us now to tell us more about this book collection is Doug Ismail, president of the California Masonic Foundation, and Michelle Torgerson, president and CEO of Raising a Reader. Doug, Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alan.
Doug, Freemasons is a term that's been heard by a lot of people, but maybe not fully understood. What exactly is Freemasonry, and who are the Masons of California?
Well, Alan, thank you very much for inviting Michelle and me. We're excited to talk about this great program. And I just also want to share that last story was really compelling and touching. And just what a wonderful example of how people are trying to do the kind of things that we try to do by making the world a better place. Freemasonry is, simply put, the world's first and largest fraternal organization. We've been around for more than 300 years. And as Masons, we believe we share a responsibility to make the world a better place. And one way we do this is placing a high priority on harmony. For example, discussing religion and politics is strongly discouraged in a Masonic lodge. You can see how that would contribute to harmony. But we're a group of individuals who have an opportunity to make lifelong friendships, finding common ground among each other, and actively promoting charity. And that's really the connection to what we're talking about here today. All the work we do and much of how we act as Masons is really in service of this idea that we can have a positive impact on our communities and on society.
And the Masons have always supported education. Has this been core to the mission from the start? And when was the start?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of a good story. So essentially, Freemasonry grew out of the stonemasons' guilds in the 16th and 17th century and then became evolved much into the organization we are today during the Enlightenment in the 18th century. And you'll remember that the Enlightenment period was a time when there was this great transition to a focus on individualism and how individuals can affect society. As a matter of fact, some early historians believe that Masonic lodges actually acted as early schools of government, and that many ideas about development of civil societies emerged from early Freemasonry. So this is where it gets interesting. We connect to the system of public education through our very essential values that had to do with this notion that a constitutional democracy depends heavily on an educated populace. And so we think that public education, of course, including literacy, is a cornerstone of a strong society. And so from our very beginnings, Masons have encouraged and promoted communities to act, as we say, on the level, effectively smoothing out differences in class and class structure and promoting ideas that allow equal access for all. And so here's where I think we ask the question, how can anybody cast an informed vote or contribute in our society without the benefit of an education or the ability to learn?
Well, that leads us up to today and today's project that we're talking about. What inspired the Masons to focus on helping Afghan refugee students through this English Farsi book collection?
Well, the current leader of our fraternity is a retired Marine colonel, and he is an incredibly kind and good person who saw an opportunity to support a community that he felt was so important to him when he served in the Middle East. And so we sought out, and it was frankly fairly easy, as you can imagine, to find that there was this huge influx of immigrants into West Sacramento in the last several years. And we found that, of course, a large number of them, up to and over 50%, are currently living below the poverty line. So what we know is that when we can bring education and educational opportunities into a community, we can make a real difference. And our long partnership with Raising a Reader provided a tool through which we felt like we could make a real difference in their lives. And I think as is the case with your previous guests, when you can affect someone's life, when you can provide opportunity for learning and education, you can have a transformative effect. And I think what we're hoping and what we expect is this partnership with Raising a Reader and Washington Unified Schools will continue to grow and blossom and support that community as best we can.
Well, let's get into Raising a Reader. Michelle, could you introduce your organization to our listeners and explain how you connected with the Masons on this project and a little bit about the project?
Absolutely. We're really honored to be here with our longtime friends, the Masons. Raising a Reader is a 25-year-old national nonprofit organization, and we're focused on early literacy through family engagement because we believe that every parent wants a bright future for their child. And our programs, they provide parents with the high quality and beautiful bilingual and multilingual books and tools that they need to build reading routines at home with their child. And the way that we deliver our programs to families with young children is by partnering with local educators. Typically, it's Head Starts or libraries or school districts, like we are right here in Sacramento, working with the talented team at Washington Unified School District. One thing that I want to make sure to share, I know many people know of the illiteracy crisis that's happening across the country, and we, and especially here in our state of California, knowing that students who are not reading proficiently by the end of third grade, that they're four times more likely to drop out of high school. But what some may not know is that the education research tells us that the simple act of reading aloud to a child is the single most important thing that you can do to prepare them for success in reading and learning throughout their life. So when the Masons, who we've been partnering with for more than 13 years, came to us recently with the dream of expanding our program in West Sacramento in particular, we were able to develop with the community, with the district officials, a curated special collection of beautiful, high-quality picture books in English and in Farsi so that every child and every family feels seen, supported, and valued.
And so what's the actual program? How do they disseminate the books to the kids and loop in parents?
Yeah, so our Raising a Reader program consists of bright red bags that are rotated weekly throughout the home. The bags become the child's most favorite toy. And here in West Sacramento, they'll be working through transitional kindergarten and kindergarten classrooms. So every week, a child will receive 4 to 5 books within the bag. And with our new collection of Farsi, we have 10 new titles that have been infused into the collection. We also have Spanish language and other languages within the collection. But this is the first time that we have had access to Farsi and English books so that our families are able to access the books in their home language.
And what kind of books are included in this Farsi collection? And how do they support early childhood learning? What are we talking about here?
Great. So we, as you may or may not know, in identifying books, and there's a very small number of publishers that provide high quality books in Farsi, and there's are even fewer books available that reflect the Afghan and Iranian culture. So our books, they are, we have 10 books in the collection, as I mentioned, they're reflective of culture, and they also help to tap into social emotional learning. They help we provide guides for parents to be able to talk to their children about the books to help test comprehension. And they're really imaginative storybooks with gorgeous illustrations that help children fall in love with the joy of reading.
Can you share the impact of this collection on the Afghan families and children in Washington Unified School District? Michelle, would you like to start?
Sure, I can start. So Raising Reader, we serve about 140,000 families across the country. And we expect that the results that we'll see with our Afghan community will be similar to what we've just most recently heard from our families. And that's that, you know, 87% of families felt as though their child was ready and prepared for school after having had Raising a Reader, as compared to only 40% of parents before they had access to Raising a Reader. So really significant jump on an impact on parents feeling that they're able to support their child's school readiness. And we also expect to increase parent level confidence. Again, we had 86% of families who felt confident or very confident in supporting their child's learning at home. And prior to having Raising a Reader, only 50% of families felt confident in supporting their child at home.
Doug, how do you hope this investment in bilingual books and literacy programs will shape the future of the Afghan community in West Sacramento and perhaps even our greater region?
Yeah, thank you, Alan. The truth is, we have been, as you heard Michelle say, partnering with Raising a Reader for more than 15 years. And what we have seen is that when we install Raising a Reader into a community, as you heard Michelle say, it does start to build confidence and social capital. It strengthens families. And we think that by strengthening families, you therefore are also strengthening communities. We are fortunate enough to have a membership that believes strongly in this. We are driven by philanthropy and charity. We have installed Raising a Reader in almost 1,000 classrooms in the state of California, all from the bottom quartile performing, as you heard Michelle say, by third grade. And so for us, having the opportunity to have an impact in a community by working through this this amazing program called Raising a Reader, we think, and our expectation and hope would be that the kids that emerge from this and the families that emerge to come out of this program will strengthen those communities, will help change the trajectory so that when we read about 50% of those families living below the poverty level, once you infuse education and an opportunity into those families, our expectation would be that they rise above and start developing and contributing and in the way that best fits their own dreams and hopes.
Is there plans to extend this program to other school districts in the capital region?
Surely. We have great relationships with Sac City Schools. We have relationships with Elk Grove Schools and are working actively with the leaders there as well. Sacramento has been a wonderful, wonderful partner all across the board. And West Sacramento, because of this Farsi collection and praising Raising a Reader, they pulled this together in very short order because they knew the urgency of the project and offered up a really great opportunity for those families. We're currently in 4 of their elementary schools, and our expectation is, as I hear from Michelle, that we are planning on expanding to every, because West Sacramento has so many folks who are in that lower performing range, that we plan on being in every school in West Sacramento by the end of next year.
Doug, thank you very much for coming on and talking about this work.
By all means, thank you, Alan.
Michelle, it's been great to hear about Raising a Reader, and we look forward to hearing more about your organization.
Thank you.
Doug Ismail is the president of the California Masonic Foundation, and Michelle Torgerson is the president and CEO of Raising a Reader. We've been talking about their collection of English Farsi books, which are helping to strengthen literacy skills in the Afghan community in West Sacramento. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.